Federal investigators are drawing lessons from a test in Texas where they blasted a hole in a space shuttle wing panel. You might have seen the pictures this week after the space agency fired a 2-pound piece of foam out of a cannon to simulate the effect of the foam that struck the shuttle Columbia. NPR's Richard Harris reports that this test answers several questions about the accident on February 1st.
The airy chunk of foam punched a hole 16 inches across in a piece of shuttle wing. So investigators knew immediately that less than 2 pounds of fluff can do lethal damage when it's traveling at 500 miles per hour. That's compelling evidence that foam insulation falling from the shuttle's external tank during liftoff led to the loss of Columbia and its 7-member crew. Now the details of that test are revealing more about the accident. The area around the hole created during the test was laced with cracks. Investigator Scott Hubbard took a close look at the material around those cracks.
These pieces are literally just barely hanging on. So it is not far-fetched at all to think that during reentry, that as the dynamic pressures and the temperatures built up, these pieces that were just hanging there could come loose and become some of the shedding events.
Witnesses in California, Utah, and Arizona reported seeing material shed from the shuttle during its descent on February 1st. Investigators hadn't been able to figure out what that material was, and they never found any on the ground. The hole on Columbia wasn't necessarily the same size as the one produced in the test. James Halleck on the investigation board asked how big the actual hole would have been based on how quickly the material inside the wing melted away. Halleck says it probably wasn't as big as 16 inches across.
That's so large that you're going to be turning, you know, bringing lots of energy in, and I would think the event would have happened much sooner. In other words, Columbia would not have made it to the state of Texas.
Instead, Halleck says the actual hole was probably 6 to 10 inches across. Even so, the test showed that falling debris can knock an even bigger hole in the fragile ceramic material that forms the shuttle's wing edge. And that raises issues about how to repair it. The investigation board has told NASA that it must figure out how to fix the shuttle's wing edges in orbit. A 16-inch hole surrounded by cracks would be a huge challenge. Investigation Board Chairman Harold Gaiman says maybe NASA can find a way around that.
They have to be able to repair holes caused by debris. If they can't stop the debris, they got to be able to fix the hole. If they can stop the debris to where it's tiny little pieces of debris and it causes tiny little holes, then they can have a tiny little hole fixer.
Gaiman says it's also not just the shuttle that needs to be fixed, it's NASA. Gaiman says the foam that hit the shuttle was twice as big as chunks that had fallen off during previous missions.
Why didn't that alarm the engineers in the program? That's kind of basic to our investigation. Yes, we were aware that this is a dramatically larger piece of foam that came off, and this is way out of their experience, yet they wanted to call it just another piece of foam.
Gaiman says systematic lapses like that will get just as much attention as technical failures in the board's final report. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.